With this KLAM Sports Update for this Thursday, June 18th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming up tonight here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com. Boy, do we have a dandy for you. It's a top 15 Class 1A baseball matchup in Marcus at Ed Smith Field as Galen Catholic faces off with MMCRU. The Jays are ranked number 9 in Class 1A by the Baseball Coaches Association. MMCRU is just outside of the top 10, but still in the top 15 receiving votes. Our coverage will start around 7:15. First pitch at 7:30. Catch the action between the Royals and the Jays in baseball tonight, only right here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com. And let's take you back to last night, recapping softball and baseball action around Northwest Iowa on the KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. Thankfully, most of these games were able to dodge at least enough to get the games in via the rain systems that came in basically right before first pitch at a number of these games. Starting with Warrigal Conference softball from last night, Galen Catholic made quick work of Hartley Melvin Sanborn, defeating the Hawks 10-0 in four innings. Behind a power display from Grace Kelly, and she went 2 for 2. Her two hits were a triple and a home run. She drove in two runs in the contest. Kennedy Paulson went 1 for 3 with two RBIs. She also pitched four innings, allowing four hits, no runs, and striking out 9. Hallie Walgenbach and Delaney Budden each had identical stat lines of 1 for 3, with a double each and an RBI apiece as well. The 15th-ranked Hinton softball team, they rolled past Trinity Christian in five innings last night, the final score being 14-0. Adeline Utech went 2 for 3, drove in three runs. CJ Bader drove in two runs at the plate, and then in the circle allowed four hits in four innings, no runs. She struck out four batters. Caden Smith had two RBIs. Becca Lars had a double and an RBI, and Chanley Bovee came in to pitch the fifth inning, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking out 2. The Akron Westfield softball team got a nice win on the road over George Little Rock, a 4-2 win over the Mustangs, as Peyton Vanderhelm had an RBI, Morgan Pick went 1 for 2 with a double and an RBI, and Caberly Fairbanks had two hits, one of them being a double. Avery Gaswint, her only hit was a triple. She later came around to score and pitched pretty well in the circle, 7 hits in 7 innings, allowing 2 unearned runs and striking out 7 batters. 7 certainly was Gaswint's lucky number last night. The MMCRU softball team, they got a nice bounce back win, a 19-6 win in 5 innings over Sibley O'Cheaton on the road. They too had to dodge some raindrops, but they were able to get that ball game in. And then in the Warrigal Conference as well in softball, West Sioux down Harris Lake Park, a final score of 18-16 there in that matchup. In the Western Valley Conference in softball, Kingsley Pearson finished off the conference regular season slate with an 11-7 win over Woodbury Central. The Panthers were down 7-5 going into the 7th inning of play and proceeded to score 6 runs in the top of the 7th inning to win the ball game. That win secures at least a share of the Western Valley Conference regular season championship, and share they will. The Panthers went 6-2 in conference play, and the Western Valley Conference concludes with 4 teams tied for first in the Western Valley, with OABCIG, West Monona, and Ridgeview joining Kingsley Pearson for conference regular season title honors. The rest of the Western Valley Conference softball scoreboard last night, 3rd-ranked West Monona shut out Sulayan Christian 21-0 in 4 innings. Ridgeview down Lawton Bronson 9-6, and it was MVAOCOU over Westwood 5-4. Should also pass along a somewhat notable MRAC softball scoreboard from score from last night. 10th-ranked Bishop Heelan on the road at 15th-ranked Spencer. Well, the Tigers got the better of the Crusaders last night in walk-off fashion by a score of 2-1 in a ranked Class 4A softball matchup. To baseball last night in the Warrigal Conference, where 9th-ranked Galen Catholic made quick work of Hartley Melvin Sanborn 14-0 in 5 innings. The Jays were led by Mason Small, who had 2 runs batted in. He also pitched 3 innings, allowing a hit, no runs. He struck out 2. Wyatt Coons has scored 3 runs, drove in a run in that contest. He also pitched 2 innings, no hits, no runs, and a strikeout. Owen Seavers and Easton Spangler each had RBIs. Not a whole lot of hitting for the Jays, just because they were put on for free. 8 walks and 5 hit batters last night for Galen Catholic, who, by the way, has not allowed a run in 18 innings of competition. And in those 18 innings, they have outscored their opponents 60-0. Boy, they are on a roll right now. Also in Warrigal Conference baseball last night, Hinton down Trinity Christian 4-1. Brady Dunkel, Max Costello each finished with two hits and an RBI. Colin Dunkel went 1-for-4 with an RBI. Carver DeGroat pitched a strong performance, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 unearned run, and he struck out 13 batters. He also went 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored at the plate for Hinton, who gets a strong win over Trinity Christian. The Akron Westfield baseball team, they downed George Little Rock big time, 11-1 in 6 innings, behind some solid pitching as well. Hunter Wendell, 4 innings, 4 hits, an unearned run. He struck out 8. Matthew Swancutt, 2 innings, a hit, no runs. He struck out 5. Nolan Lara, 2-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. Cooper Eisminger went 1-for-3 with a triple and 2 RBIs. And Caleb Johnson and Will Hartman each tallied RBIs and extra base hits. Johnson went 2-for-4 with a triple. Hartman 1-for-3 with a double. The MMCRU baseball team picked up their 10th win of the season as they defeated Cibolo Cheatin last night, 11-1 in 5 innings. Brandon Dreckman continues to hit the cover off the ball, 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs. He's hitting over 500 right now. Gavin Pacus went 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Ryan Dreckman went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Shouldn't mention also Gage Johnson's speed was on display. He had 5 stolen bases. Charlie Pippett allowed 2 hits and a run in 5 innings. He struck out 8 batters for MMCRU in their 11-1 win. The other Warrigal Conference baseball score from last night, Harris Lake Park down West Sioux, 6-1. Should also mention Remsen St. Mary's and South O'Brien baseball and softball. That was canceled last night due to the weather. In the Western Valley Conference in baseball, Kingsley Pearson baseball polishes off an undefeated 7-0 regular season in the Western Valley Conference and claims the regular season title with an 8-0 drubbing of Woodbury Central in Mobile behind the complete game shutout effort of Easton Nissen. 7 innings, 5 hits, no runs, and 7 strikeouts. Kingsley Pearson, your 2026 Western Valley Conference regular season champions in baseball. They'll inherit the number 1 seed in the Western Valley Conference tournament, which begins next week. The rest of the Western Valley baseball scoreboard, Ridgeview down Lawton Bronson 15-5 in 5 innings, and MVAOCOU put the beat down to Westwood 18-1 in 4 innings. All of those baseball and softball scores from yesterday, you can find those on our website at KLEM1410.com. And also there, we have some Little League results to show you as another day of Little League action was taking place yesterday in Major Girls competition. It was the Sky taking down the Falcons by a score of 19-9. The Fever beat the Hawks 11-5. The Mystics shut out the Liberty 15-0. The Wings beat the Dream 17-11. And the Aces beat the Lynx 14-8. Minor League girls action, some low-scoring contests last night as the Avalanche beat the Comets 2-1. The Hurricanes shut out the Thunder 3-0, and the Lightning get past the Storm by a score of 7-1. Those Little League scores all throughout this summer can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Well, we go now to the sports schedule for today. Another busy day around the area. Let's get you the lowdown so you know where teams are at and who they're facing off with. Starting in softball, in the Missouri for Activities Conference, Lamar's community could use a bounce back. They host Sioux City West tonight. Sioux City North is at Bishop Helin. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. And Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Sioux City East. To the Warrigal Conference in softball, how about this ranked matchup in Class 1A? Remsen St. Mary's heads to Ottawa to take on West Monona. That, as of the rankings that came out last week, is number 11 versus number 3, respectively. Hinton is also in action tonight in Warrigal Conference softball. They host Sioux Central and Western Christians at Trinity Christian. Western Valley Conference softball tonight, Kingsley Pearson is at Ridgeview as the battle of two of the four teams that are tied for first of the Western Valley Conference, but this will be a non-conference matchup. West Sioux is at Lawton Bronson. It's OABCIG at Glidden Ralston. And MVAOCOU is at Carroll. To baseball on the MRAC, where the Lamar's community baseball team, they could really use a couple of victories tonight to get off of their abnormally long losing streak of 13 games. They host Sioux City West. Sioux City North is at Bishop Helin tonight. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Sioux City East. To the Warrigal Conference in baseball tonight, where our contest takes you to Marcus, Galen Catholic at MMCRU, top 15 showdown. showdown in Class 1A. You're going to want to tune in for it. Our coverage starts around 7:15. Sioux Central is at South O'Brien tonight in the War Eagle Conference, and Western Christian's at Trinity Christian. Then in the Western Valley Conference, it's West Sioux at Lawton Bronson, and OABCIG is on the road at Newell Fonda. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports on Twitter. And if you like good competitive baseball, you're going to want to tune into our radio station tonight, as it will be a top 15 showdown in Class 1A, Galen Catholic against MMCRU. Again, our coverage starts around 7:15 tonight here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.